Ivona Tau and Mark Schoben. The NC site in Maastricht is a threshold. No longer a factory in operation, yet not fully a ruin, it lingers in suspension. A living body where the echoes of industry still breathe through concrete walls and open voids. What was once the pulse of labor and extraction now shifts into a space for imagination, where silence and memory intertwine, and every fragment becomes part of a new narrative. In this suspended atmosphere, Ivona Tau's Beauty Nightmasters introduces a vision that feels at once intimate and cosmic. Through her use of artificial intelligence as a painterly medium, Tau composes dreamlike scenes in which human figures dissolve into nocturnal landscapes. The work is not a document, but a reverie, a meditation on the fragility of memory and the ways in which technology can capture the fleeting essence of beauty. Her images hover between the real and the imagined, just as the ENCI hovers between ruin and renewal. The nocturnal aura of her work resonates with the cavernous silence of the factory, turning the post-industrial site into a theater of fragile transitions, where shadows hold as much meaning as the light. In counterpoint, Mark Schoben's Lost KTRL Minecraft shifts the focus from image to action, from contemplation to play. His installation presents a block-like controller, a physical object scaled to human proportions that translates the visitor's gestures, tilting, shaking, pressing into transformations within a virtual landscape. The interface recalls the aesthetics of Minecraft, with its pixelated terrain, but here it becomes more than a game. It is an invitation to rebuild, to reformulate space through movement and touch. The echoes of manual labor return, yet in a new grammar. Once hands molded cement, now they rearrange digital matter, shaping ephemeral architectures of possibility. Placed together in echoes of industry, Tau and Schoben mirror the dual nature of ENCI itself. Tau captures the transient, the dissolving, the spectral aura of beauty at the edge of disappearance. Schoben reintroduces the gesture, the act of construction, the embodied presence of making. One drifts into reverie, the other into play. One dissolves memory into atmosphere, the other reassembles fragments into structure. Through Culture Maastricht, this dialogue extends beyond the walls of the factory. Industrial archaeology here becomes not a relic, but a generative matrix. It teaches us that ruins are not merely remnants of the past, but fertile grounds for imagination. The echo of industry is not silence, but resonance, not an ending, but a beginning. The factory no longer produces cement, but cultural memory. No longer a monument to labor, it becomes a stage for reverie and reinvention. Through Tau's dreamlike transitions and Schoben's playful architectures, NC is reborn as a site of shared imagination, where the weight of the past opens into the lightness of possible futures.